Welcome to the morning show, ladies and gentlemen. You caught me off guard. I was halfway through a tweet for this. I didn't realize. He said, are you ready? And I said, yes. I just answered.
You just know.
I should start paying attention more
I feel
often.
Like the hardest part about the morning show is crafting the tweet and getting it out before the lights come on.
Here's where I was at.
Where you got
can't tweet. You just finish the, like, if you want, I'll finish it. Just let me have control of your Twitter
who,
for a minute.
Who did this? You did this to you?
He whatever. Gave it to me, just said do it.
Oh, well, that's not here. We'll shove this up there. Go up there. Go
all the way
up.
We're hiding.
Okay, I got it. I'm already here. I'm already
see,
here.
While you're doing
this,
perfect.
This is perfect. Now I'm finishing
this. Can you just
this.
Go back and you avoided all the sensitive bits?
No, it's fine. There we go. Here's my tweet.
Andrea, don't leave us.
Special guest at Comic Storian joins me and Greg on the morning show. Get ready for the ride of your life.
And I've by always thought of life, myself as Supergirl.
You are Supergirl.
Yeah.
You are my Supergirl now. You have the hair of, what's her name, Melissa Benoist? Is that how you say her last name?
Benoist?
I've always called her Benoist, and that's wrong. So
what's right?
I have no idea, because then I also call her Benoit, and then everyone
nope,
says too
nope,
soon.
Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. That's a bad one.
Yeah, that's a bad one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the morning show if you're watching live with us here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Congratulations, you won. You're winning in life. You figured it out, and you're doing the right thing.
Woo!
12 of you are watching us on YouTube. You're also awesome. We love you, too. Thank you very much. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. My name is Nick. That's Greg. Joining us for the first time on this show ever is Benny Potter, the comic historian. We love him.
You might know him from Greg's Comic Book Club, a patreon.com/kindoffunny exclusive product.
I've heard of
great
it.
Great product.
He was on it. He was great. Killed it.
Can I ask
then
you guys a quick question?
He went away,
sure.
Lost a bunch of weight.
Where am I looking? You have like...
Oh, you look at
the middle camera.
You have like
sorry.
Nine cameras.
We don't like to tell anybody anything for the show.
Go to the middle camera. If not, Greg will pull the chat up right now. You can talk
okay.
to them if
you see
want.
See what they're saying.
We'll talk to him throughout.
Smoking Dave says, rest in peace, Chris Benoit.
Damn.
See?
Damn,
they say that every time.
That's just the worst. Of course, this is a Kind of Funny morning show. We do this Monday through Friday.
Oh my God, Doggy, are you partying?
Are you ready to party?
Are you
I'm always
party.
I'm in a constant
what
state
was
of party
it
now. Oh, that used to be a venti iced coffee.
He likes to kill the coffee and then put the Red Bull in it just to keep a
see,
little kicker.
See, what I figured out chemically wise,
like, black tar
this, this is chemistry, is that if you put the Red Bull in, it scrapes all the coffee off the sidewalls and then congeals it and puts it right back in your body. So you get all. of
so
your
just
money's
like
worth.
Double dip.
Yeah, you can't do it with water. Water doesn't work. It has to be a sugar.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever considered just like ice when it dilutes, and then you just sip that last?
Well,
like,
I do that
really
too, but I
sip?
Just we just like that and sports. We just don't have time for
sports.
On the show.
Oh, okay,
we just don't have time for sports on the show. Today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is going to be one for the record books. I can already tell. Brought to you by Simply Safe and Hims. We'll get to those ad reads later. Of course, if you have Amazon Prime and you want to support this channel for free, guess what? You can link those two, and you can give us a free subscription and your Twitch streaming too, right?
Well, I do, yes, but not right now.
At the moment, I am not.
At least I hope I'm not. Twitch.tv/eligiblemonster.
Next month,
yeah,
my free Amazon Prime subscription is going to his channel.
Well, thank you so
what
much.
What a benevolent guy.
I am nothing if not a benevolent host. I am giving. I am forgiving.
Would it be rude if I retweeted you right now?
Go for it.
Okay.
Please. I'm editing the EGLX page, putting in the news.
Here's what I need you to do, though. Check that tweet and make sure our channel's right. Because it's possible
that's
I misspelled
classic.
It.
That is okay. Classic
that's
Nick
a classic
right there.
Nick.
That's classic
usually,
Nick.
If I do it on my phone, here's what happens. Uh-huh. I go twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, and I tweet it out, and I look, and it auto-corrected, so it just says twitch.tv/kinda/funny/games.
That's heartbreaker.
The freaking worst.
You tweeted from you, not kind of funny, right?
Oh, yeah. I just do myself, because nobody cares, you know, about anyone but me.
Okay.
I'm pretty much the, pretty
I don't
much
know.
The best
is
around.
Is that what it is, really? No is that how the show works?
It is how it works, Greg.
I'm getting a good vibe from the show. Feels very much like how I do my shows, where you just show up and just do whatever you
want. We like to get in the morning, throw some shit against the wall, see what sticks. And then after we get all that out, Greg does his show, and then that's like professional.
Exactly.
Oh, what makes a lot of sense.
What did Andrea bring us here? She brought us some of the mochi Kit Kat.
Andrea,
that looks like green tea.
Went abroad, as you know.
To
she
Japan?
She's been gone a long time. Yeah, she was in Japan for part of it. Yeah, she brought some green tea Kit Kats in here. Mm-hmm. Tossed them on the things. I said, jump out and surprise people. She said no. Then she sat at the shock mic for approximately a minute and a half. The lights came up. She realized the show was already off the rails and left.
Yeah,
because she was like, well, they're either going to get to me in the next 30 seconds or 30 minutes from now, so mm-hmm. I better just walk away.
So should we just spend the rest of the time talking shit about Andrew?
That's the rule. If you're not in the room at Kind of Funny, we're allowed to talk shit about you. Is that right, Cool
I don't know her that much. I don't know her well enough to talk shit about her.
Yeah, you probably should.
Be like, she seems like a very nice lady.
She is
very friendly.
She is
very
a lovely nice. Woman. Hard worker,
very professional,
great on camera.
I was drinking at I think it was Rooster RTX. She was down there, and I was gushing about how impressed I always am with how professional she is, how she always has her shit together. She knows everything. She's basically what I want to be when I grow up.
Oh,
I'm just waiting for that to happen.
To grow up,
yeah.
For you to grow up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've
I think I'm a good 7 years older than her, but it'll happen one of these days. It'll happen one of these days.
I think, like, this is the job to never grow up. We are the Toys R Us kids.
Oh, we are the Toys R Us kids.
And now we're the Jeffrey Toy Box kids.
You understand, I actually, there's a toy store in my neighborhood that just shut down. Because, of course, it's San Francisco. Welcome to San Francisco. If you try to run a business here, good fucking luck.
We run a business
retail business.
Okay.
If you try to run a retail business, like, one of these days, we're going to come home, or we're going to have the office, rather, and we're going to walk in, and that comic store downstairs is not going to be here.
Bite your fucking tongue.
Yeah.
The comic experience outpost will always be here. Julie will always be down there. All right? The Spider-Man in Bondage will always be there covered in
dust. Have you seen the Spider-Man in Bondage?
I have not. I went in there last time I came out to your show for the comic book thing.
At lunch, we're going to go down there. I'll show you Spider-Man.
I kind of feel like I need to see that now.
Spider-Man has sort of adopted, we have this great tradition that you should absolutely come for next year called the Folsom Street Fair, which is the Bondage Festival.
Oh, and that sounds enjoyable.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Can I go with you two, though?
Of course. You know, you can go. Yeah, I'll be there. I'll meet you on the
corner. Took you a second, and you're like, you know what,
I'll meet you on the corner of Folsom and 8th. How about that? I'll be there. You won't see me, though, because I'll be in one of those leather masks with it. Don't worry about it. I have no idea where I was going with that.
So just go to the first random leather mask guy that I see?
Yeah, just be like, hey, Nick, what's up? And he'll take you into the crowd.
It'll is this a fun. Good spot for your ad reads?
He'll take you spot. Into the crowd.
Have you, like, literally,
I dated Cool Greg, F5 that page. Got
it. Wait, before you do that, Cool Greg, it's housekeeping time. Give me the graphic.
Something's
been broken for 2 weeks.
Something happened with the computer. We don't know why. We don't hear it anymore.
Top
That's what I told you happens.
Housekeeping. Greg and I are making our first ever trip to Canada. We've never been there before.
That's not 100% correct.
We don't even know anyone from Canada.
I've been, I'm married to a Canadian. I've been there many times.
We are going to a place called, am I saying this correctly? Toronto?
Toronto.
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 Oh.
We're going to Toronto,
sir.
Toronto.
To you.
I heard that Montreal's better.
Montreal, ooh, shots fired.
Okay. We're about to go there, Benny. I can't say yes or no to that.
At Comic Story, if you want to feel that hate.
Yeah, no, if you want to hate me, go check me out over there.
We will be in Toronto next week at EGLX. If you go to kindoffunny.com/EGLX, Greg just updated the page with all the amazing things we're doing. Greg, what are we doing?
All I added there is a breaking news announcement. We are playing Smash Brothers Ultimate. You and me are entering a tournament where I think we're going to clean up because of what do you got?
What do I got? What?
What do you got? What's your move?
Oh, the crying elbow?
Crying elbow. Nobody's going to stop
it. If done right, no can.
Yeah,
no
exactly.
You just run up to people you're competing and just drop them?
No. What Nick likes to do is he puts...
I have two moves that I do that annoy. My strategy for Smash is to annoy.
Cool Greg, leave that fucking up. You're promoting EGLX right now, Cool Greg. Cool Greg, here's what else I want you to know.
Don't.
He gave me a look. He gave me a look when I said that. And that's scary. I hate a Cool Greg look.
There is a possibility that Cool Greg, one of these days, and Cool Greg, I'm gonna tell you right now, you get one free pass. Feel free to fuck anyone in this office up just once.
Please be Kevin.
And you get a pass from me.
Please be Kevin.
Please be Kevin.
Please
be Kevin.
We'll pay you.
We can't pay. That's actually legal.
Oh, that's illegal?
That's a contract hire.
No, sorry. Okay,
yeah, that's premeditated. Okay. Right.
But I think that's legal in Toronto.
What are your two moves in Smash?
My two moves? Well, I play Pit. So automatically I'm annoying. I like to stand on either side of the screen, usually the right side, and spam arrows at people. And now with the newest Smash, the arrows, they've brought it back so the arrows can go all the way. They never end. So I can actually loop them and come and hit you with them. It doesn't do a lot of damage, but it's super annoying, and it interrupts whatever move you're doing.
Okay.
So you'll get actually fucked up by whoever else is you're fighting with, and then you'll just hate me. And everyone tries to come at me, and the more they come at me, the more they glob together and fuck themselves up. Two... I do the crying elbow, which I don't know what the actual move is.
Doesn't matter. He made it famous. He called it.
It's essentially when you're falling off screen this way and you kind of come back and elbow. Every character has that move.
Yeah, it's like a safety move or something like that.
Yeah, but it's Pit uses his elbow, and I call it the crying elbow because people always cry like whiny children when I do it to them.
Yeah.
When you're playing Smash, a lot of people just cry in general.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that gets like hits random and then just stands in the middle hitting the Smash button over and over and over.
So are you actually good at Smash?
Or no.
You,
okay. No.
I could answer that question for you. Based on that strategy, no.
Based on my strategy, people don't think I'm good. And I'm actually
You're real good. You
okay.
played a lot. Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
See, I learned a long time ago in fighting games. I can learn all the moves.
Yeah.
I can get super amazing. And then the moment we're fighting, suddenly I go, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, oh, my God.
Here's the thing with fighting games. Sets in. Back when we were all kids, I assume we're all roughly the same age. Fighting games used to be simpler.
Yes.
Okay. First off, they started with those, like, the you know, what do they call it, 3-quarter view, like side scrollers, where we were just, it was Mortal all of Kombat. Us fighting everyone. Then it went to Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
it was like Ninja Turtles, Simpsons style, what do they call it, 3-quarter
view.
Beat 'em ups. I liked those better. Side-scrolling beat 'em up. Right? Then we get to Mortal Kombat. Didn't get into that. Street Fighter 2, cool. Now Street Fighter, you play Street Fighter, there are 50 fucking meters for everything.
Yeah.
Right. Okay? You got an ultra super move. Yeah. You got an ultra, ultra super move. Yeah. You got a turbo ultra super That's move. True. All this shit is too much. That's why I like Smash. Simple.
So at EGLX, we're playing Smash on Saturday. We're doing a party mode for Fortnite at 5 o'clock on Saturday. The Fortnite thing, I think we're going to end up pulling kids from the audience. So if you want to come, be a part of that, be a part of that.
Can I get in the audience?
Yes, sure. You may. Come to Toronto.
Okay.
I think you're at TwitchCon. There's question marks. There's all sorts of question marks, like the Riddler, after the party mode.
It's fine.
Because one of the Doss brothers, longtime Kind of Funny best friend, reached out and was like, hey, do you want to do a community meetup and this stuff? And I was like, sure. And I'm like, can you take care of that? And he had emailed me. And then I did that thing where all of a sudden I'm terrible at email because of the showcase and I want to die.
Yeah.
I didn't respond to him for like a week. And then I responded, and now I think he's doing the same thing to me, making me wait a week. So we'll see
it's
what
a
happens.
Power play.
Makes so sense. Either there will be something, or Nick and I will go to bed. And then Sunday, we are doing a Kind of Funny panel, and then we're doing a signing, and everybody will have a good time.
That's great, man.
I think I'm on something else at 2:30 on Saturday, but I don't know if that's a surprise. So maybe I'm somewhere Saturday.
We'll keep it updated. We have all next week to update. We'll be keep tuning back into the morning show. This will be the only place we talk about EGLX. So if you guys are in Canada, you want to go to this, you have to watch the show every day next week or else you'll miss all the updates.
Every single day.
Every day.
In fact, the entire show.
It's unfortunate, but you have to now go back and watch all the other episodes that we've done for the last 3 weeks.
Now, Matt Rohrbeck in the chat says, I live in Toronto, can help with a meetup! What I'll say, Matt, is, are you a Doss brother? No? Shut the fuck up. I thought it was pretty clear that all this rests on one person's shoulders, and now, it's not mine or Nick's.
You know that I don't know a lot about a lot. Are the Doss brothers in any way related to, like, the Koch brothers? Like, these guys sound
No, that's not how brothers
like,
work!
But then, like, you keep saying the Doss brothers, like, these guys are billionaires who are, like, have their hands
Oh, you don't know the Doss brothers?
No, I don't know the Doss brothers.
I mean, they're old school Beyond fans. Like, I think one of the first... They made it on the short list of...
How do you spell Doss?
D-A-S.
Okay, so it's not like
I was thinking DOS, like DOS. Yeah.
No, you're all wrong. It's Justin and Jason DOS.
Have you watched? Do you have Netflix?
I do have Netflix. Who doesn't have Netflix?
Dumb question.
They just dropped Daredevil today.
Are you watching This is the 90s?
Yes, kind of. Half.
You lived it.
Exactly?
I just got through the computer section of it. Like, okay. There's an episode all about like how computers blew up the internet, all that jazz. And it's fucking hilarious because people, like, they have like Brian Gumbel. And he's talking about like, well, this what is this internet thing? Like, what is this? Is you go online? The best. It's the fucking best.
Yeah,
we were idiots.
When they talked to Katie Couric, right?
Oh and gosh, she's no
like,
idea.
What is internet or what is? Yeah, that's
interesting. What is the email? Oh god, it's so funny. It's like talking to my parents all the time. Next up on housekeeping, go over to this. We are giving away an exclusive, one of a kind, signed screen print. Nope, that's not right.
That's not
Movie frame, thank you. From a movie that doesn't exist, with all of us dressed up as Ghostbusters and Kevin dressed up as. Did you get his new moniker now?
No,
they're calling him the Incredible Bulk.
That's rude. That's rude.
That's a movie.
They're calling him
that.
Who's
I'm they?
Not saying it. They the kids.
No one in the chat said that.
In the chat, they will now.
They will now.
That's the genius part of it.
Definitely put that into their heads.
Go to patreon.com/ kind of funny and back as the fan mail tier if you guys want a signed copy of this in your mailbox. And I'll tell you this right now, this thing's coming in hot. It's so fun.
Gordon Parker 39982 in your Instagram comments. Kevin looks like if the Hulk just gave up on life. He's too happy to be the Hulk. He's too happy.
Oh, Kevin loves it. Well, it pisses me off about this.
My favorite thing was when Kevin was like, oh man, why'd you pick that frame? You go, you're just a ghost that died cooking. You took off your shirt to cook and you died alone. And Kevin's like, why was I alone? Like, why was that part of the narrative for this guy in his tank top white beater?
He's living in like one of those studio places that doesn't have a bathroom. Like,
I can visualize it.
He
has so much detail.
Yeah, because what I imagine this ghost to be was John Belushi's character in the beginning of the Blues Brothers.
Sure.
Where he's cooking toast with a wire hanger on the stove, and he doesn't even have a pot. So he's just kind of cooking it there. Trains going by every five seconds, and just, it's a one-bedroom, like, cot.
Gotcha, it's a piece of shit. Yeah,
it's terrible. And then he just has a heart attack because his body gave up on him, just like he gave up on life years prior.
Gotcha.
Years prior.
Years prior.
That is a lot of narrative.
He's a writer.
That's still a lot of narrative.
Nick writes movies.
He can't turn it off. This is my narrative. This is what happens in my head. I want to make a Ghostbusters movie one day.
Drew Baca 1313. That ghost looks really happy to have people over.
Do every one of these things you guys do have a full narrative?
Yes, they do. Well, the ones that I do.
Okay.
All of them do. Because last month was Chilly Spider-Man. And yeah. That has a whole, you created
I know that one, yeah.
He's a phenomenon.
He's the thing, man. All over the place. Spider-Verse, there's rumors.
When you have a narrative that's going on in your own head that then gets put out into the world that you then have your own photographer for, it's pretty impressive.
Okay.
Yeah.
We built that.
Prior to that, it was just a picture of the champ. We have a championship belt that we have.
You might have seen it on the floor. Behind Nick's desk, because that's how this champion takes care of it.
It was displayed perfectly after I cleaned and painted the wall and put up our, like, you know, that thing that everyone should sign, that all of our guests should sign when they come in.
I had Rami sign.
Are you implying something? I don't know.
I'm just reminding Greg to have you sign before you leave.
It's funny because, like, fucking, you're in the room too.
It was set up.
You're in the room talking to me, maybe even more than me, because I'm getting a show
we
ready.
We have responsibilities.
What are yours, Nick? What are yours?
Nobody knows, Nick. Nobody knows. It's probably to get out of housekeeping. It doesn't matter.
No, everybody loves housekeeping. I always hear this on the internet.
Always on the internet?
So here's the thing.
All corners of the internet are talking about kind of funny morning show housekeeping.
Here's what I've noticed. People like housekeeping, but they just don't like when I keep the same five things on housekeeping, because then it's just like a stupid
house act. Yeah,
so what we've done, and obviously with your help, with everyone's help, is we've changed it up a little bit, except for this, because I'm so proud of this.
Sure.
This is great. Friday.
Patreon.com/kindoffunny.
There you go. Let's get out of it. Quick tip reminder. Cool, Greg. Give me that tip clip.
Give me your fucking money.
As long as you got one
fucking
fan.
Fucking idiot. You know, all you have to do is be your own fan. You have to be your biggest fan. Okay, I'm my own cheerleader. And I know that because I dress up like a cheerleader.
Back to what do you do here, right? You run this show, but yeah. I see you right now frantically opening the tips.
What are you talking? What? They're right here. DJ Kento gave us our first set of the $5 above level. Said, hey guys, this isn't a fun clip, but it is very neat. Someone used it's deep fake technology to put Harrison Ford's face over Aldrin Ehrenreich's, and it's pretty interesting. That's very interesting, actually.
Are cool, we sure this isn't about to be deep face porn or whatever?
Well,
it's gonna.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Are we gonna get claimed on it? I'm watching Star Wars? People don't usually like you watching Star Wars movies on the internet.
They don't like you doing anything on the internet.
Sure.
Let's not watch that.
That does look cool. Really cool. That did look really cool, though.
Thanks, Jacob. Of course,
Solo line at Derp Fakes, it said.
Is that what it was?
That's what I think so before I go.
Fantastic. Downey Downerson gave us a tip and said, since my last fun clip went over like a lead balloon, I'm now only using tips to recommend we watch time-honored classics such as Daredevil Raccoon, Phil Collins Deer, and Del Taco Fresh Avocado.
Free Shavacadoo.
They're all great. We've had some phenomenal clips. You're familiar with the Deer clip, right? We've watched that? Okay, cool.
Again, I knew about it before you guys did. You gotta be on the internet. God. Stop reading comics all the time.
I mean, I just go to Reddit and they'll feed me everything. Exactly. So.
What's funny is I was literally about to just describe each and every one of these, and then it occurred to me that we could just have Cool Greg show you.
I want your version of
you. You want? Oh my god!
I prefer your
description. The Daredevil raccoon. Well, sir, the Daredevil raccoon is like a 2-minute clip of a raccoon on the side of a building, and everyone's like, "What's it gonna do?" And then it just lets go and falls out of the fucking.
Sand. I've never seen it. Oh my god! That's a Daredevil raccoon.
Your description is much better than 2 minutes of watching this thing die.
Cool, Greg. You gotta bring it up. Now we gotta do this. This is it. This is what the show's gonna be today.
Daredevil raccoon is what I'm looking for.
I don't know if that's what
I found.
The name of the clip is? There it is right there. It's that middle one.
Daredevil right raccoon skills right knife. There.
Here we go.
Hold on. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Bring this up for
so
the
So this
audience.
Is similar to that other raccoon.
Yes, but the other raccoon made it climb all the way back down. This one.
Is there audio to this or is it not?
I don't know.
Do I need the audio for
you
the
full? You don't really need the audio?
Well, how else are you going to hear the splat?
No, it would be crazy. If we had audio, we'd have it.
Oh, my God.
Oh! Oh!
And it just walks
he's
away!
He's fine. Sand apparently is the ultimate thing to jump 50 stories on. No, this was the other one.
Yeah, this is the one the internet was aflame watching. And he finally made it.
He made it all the way up there and they trapped him, right?
What was he doing?
That second one. Look at
this son of a bee.
Look at this fucker. Look at this fucker. Boom.
He probably broke all his legs.
Now we're gonna need the Phil Collins deer clip, please. Next, Cool Greg.
We are just showing.
If you could just Google that, that would be great. We'll do that one real quick. No, the other one was we were going someplace. Maybe RTX or something.
Tell me what's the other one.
The raccoon that scaled the building in like
St. Louis. We were here because remember Tim.
No, that was
gone.
The continuation of it. It started when we were on a trip and he was on that fucking building.
Oh yeah, you're
the
right.
The side of that building for like 3 days. He just started climbing, and they were like, "What's he doing?" And they tried to get him down. And then he got too high, and then it became dangerous because they were like, "We can't get up to him because it's going to put human life in danger." So we just had to see. It was like, turned night, there was like vigils underneath for the fucking raccoon, and he looked, you see him just look down and be like, oh, I've gone too far. I just gotta keep
it's that one, that 19 second clip right there.
There you go.
Okay, Phil Collins' deer.
Now this is my favorite thing anyone's ever done.
You don't know this one at all?
No?
Yeah, we gotta crank this fucker.
So I already do, I work with, I do YouTube stuff, I don't watch YouTube all day.
Okay. whatever.
I love the internet. That's it.
I love Phil Collins. I'll
you know, oh, I do too. I really do too.
I'm not afraid to say it, unlike you.
One day we're going to get to a point as a human species where the internet has evolved to what it's supposed to be, right? Which is this like amazing thing that really is for the benefit of human beings.
What do you think this show is?
Definitely not for the benefit.
This is the greatest show I've ever seen or been on.
Thank you.
Can I come back?
Welcome here again.
See you in Toronto.
Let's see. We got a couple more tips, and then we will go into a couple of news stories, and then we'll just watch a bunch of dumb, fun clips, and then
which we're already
I'll go
doing.
To lunch. How dare you?
Just saying, we're already watching clips.
Those took me 6 months of weeding through people's dumb, fun clip submissions to get those three clips.
Wow.
I just want you to know that.
You're doing God's work, I think.
This is the work. I am like the internet's filter.
You're like a gold miner.
If Google is the search engine, I am the filter. I am that shitty filter that you had to, remember when you had a pool, you opened it up and you'd have to get in there and scrape all the fucking leaves up?
There's like a dead
up.
Mouse in there.
You'd always
leaf.
Pull it up and be like, God, who would do this? I'm the thing that catches all of that shit.
You're my filter.
So what Tosh.0 can do in a week, it takes you months to do.
Yeah, but Tosh.0 is a hack. So, him and Joel McHale could just fucking steal each other's ideas and go over
it. That's kind of what they do.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Have you watched his McHale's show on Netflix?
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Case in point. My point exactly. Let's see. Maddie Ice 18 says, hey guys, it looks like this will be my last day to watch the morning show live for quite a while. I start my first ever full-time job Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Thank you guys for being a constant bright spot in my life. Love you all. Maddie, I'll tell you this right now. If you think that you're going to stop watching this show and you get a 9-to-5 job, you are sorely mistaken. 90% of the audience right now is at work, and they're not doing shit.
Yeah, sure. No, that sounds about right.
It's very true.
So have fun. We'll see you on Monday.
King Maxi 1 in the chat says, I mean, I'm at work.
Yeah, everyone's at work.
And then a whole bunch of people are saying truth.
That's the brilliance of this show. You don't have to pay attention to anything while it's happening. You have a job, you can just pretend like you're working. You listen to me talk right now about absolutely nothing.
Sure.
Waste an hour.
Yeah.
What I say is there's too many hours in the day, Greg.
I do agree with
Benny, there's too many fucking hours.
Too many hours.
24? Why?
How are you going to entertain yourself all the time? There's only so much smack and sex you can have.
15 minutes for masturbating.
Yeah.
You got to eat, that's another hour.
Sure.
Sleep is, if you're Tim Gettys, 12 to 15 hours a day.
Sure.
And then I'm still not enough, I'm immune to jet lag.
I feel like there's some context I'm missing.
U.S.
Yeah, so Tim's our dumb shit. We hate him.
Tim went to Japan. He just came back from a trip to Japan, and he was like, "I'm like, how's the jet lag?"
Yeah.
He goes, "I think I'm immune to jet lag because he sleeps on average like 14 hours a night anyway. He's still in that phase in his life." And we're like, "That's weird. You should be a little jet." He's like, "No, I'm totally fine.
I'm always tired." His thing is, "I'm immune to it because I'm always tired."
Right.
Okay.
Like he's like the Hulk.
And then literally
then he comes
the next day,
and he's like, "My stomach is killing me." Like,
no, it wasn't that. The next day was the slack of, dude, my alarm didn't go off. I'm coming in. And the next day was, I had a bad sausage.
A bad sausage?
You didn't eat a bad sausage. This is the best. I love it. By the way, we have a tradition on the show. If no one's in the room, where you're
if you're not in the room, you're fair game.
And no one.
Oh, yeah, no, that's how we handle things in my office, too. But yeah, that's why you should show up to work.
Yeah. Everyone, by the way, in the, that watched the show just knows to be cool.
Okay.
Now, Downey Downerson like, says, to be fair, Tim is Instagram verified. Fuck you.
Are you verified on Instagram?
No. I'm not verified on anything except YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
No matter what I've done, no matter how many people I've tried to taunt and threaten their lives, and none of it works. Nice.
Horrible. Yeah.
Threats on their families.
Yeah, exactly. Nah. There's, the middle ground just isn't there to find out how to make it happen.
There may be a middle ground I missed, but I just went straight to, like, can we please get me verified? Can you just freaking verify me?
I know where your children go to school. I'm watching you as you sleep. Cool, Greg.
Yeah.
Let's go into the news. The news. News.
It does. It does for the audience. We don't hear it.
It's news.
This got dropped.
Looks like it would have been cool.
It would have been real cool.
Yesterday, I briefly went over it, but because I have these two fine gentlemen on like camera comics. Today who love comics and love comic book related shows, I do want to ask you guys about this.
Well, I mean, Superman's the worst superhero ever, so we can just move on.
Oh my God. I'm going to put a little distance between you and the thunder from down under over there.
From Instagram verification to this.
The hits keep coming for Greg Miller.
This comes from Screen Rant. I'll read it real quick. A new report suggests that the CW is considering launching a new Superman TV series. It's claimed that this year's Arrowverse crossover, Elseworlds, I assume that's right, will essentially serve as a backdoor pilot to the show. I love backdoor pilots. Its ultimate fate will depend on how viewers respond to the characters in the event. Tyler Hoechlin, thank you. I've never said his name before. Was introduced as CW Superman back in 2016 when he first appeared as a guest star in Supergirl Season 2. The actor was universally praised for his portrayal of Man of Steel, which seemed to channel the classic Christopher Reeves like no other version seen before. How? What's your scale of excitement for a new Superman show?
I'm super pumped.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm pumped, but hesitant.
Because of
it being CW.
Sure.
Every season of every show on CW has those amazing episodes and those horrendous episodes. And
I've fallen off watching all of it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, I still keep up with them.
Yeah,
but
it's kind of
my job. But I also feel like part of the reason I keep up with it is so I can complain about it when I have bad episodes.
Sure. That's the thing is like Flash season one was
incredible.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect. And then as soon as they came back, it was like, okay, now we're getting into the freak of the week. This is how it's gonna go.
Yep.
This plot line
introducing
drawn
nine
out
different
way
characters.
Too far. Yeah, everybody's fast now.
Everyone has powers.
Awesome.
Oh wow,
great.
It's so rare to have powers, and we found all nine people with them.
Yeah.
But you ask how excited I am for this show, Nick. I'll have you know, I dreamt about it last night.
Did
I was on set talking to Tyler, and I complimented him for that movie he was in about baseball.
Which movie was he in about baseball? Field of Dreams?
No.
Great movie.
We know this one. The one from the Days of the Confused guy, Linkletter, right?
Oh, shit.
Remember?
Yes. Everybody Wants Some.
Yeah, remember we had a conversation I watched
That's
that where I was like,
right.
How
was
pissed off do you
that.
Think this guy was that Henry Cavill got Superman because he looks so, he would be a great Superman. And then not 6 months later, he was cast as Superman. I was like, the Lord works in mysterious
the
ways.
The Lord does work in mysterious ways.
You called it. You foretold everything.
Well, and what I don't like this whole thing. The actor was universally praised for his portrayal of the Man of Steel, which seemed to channel the classic Christopher Reeve like no other version. No,
I didn't feel that.
He's an amazing Superman. He was awesome in the show, especially because he works so well in this world. The Supergirl world, the reason I like her universe is the fact that it is very smiley and good, and I just wear glasses and nobody gets it, and it's great, and I'm texting the Clark, and I'm doing, it's like, it's very, it's fluffy in a way that I like. That's easily adjustable, and it isn't fucking Arrow where it's like
my life's horrible. Everything's horrible.
Everything's bad. It's time for the every season we all have to disband.
Right. Yeah.
And we'll
exactly.
be back in three episodes.
You lied to us about something critical. Why, Oliver?
This is the seventh year.
I'm protecting
you.
Also,
no, but like for this one, like they talk about it here, right? And we didn't get to, or it's actually over there. That one. These screenshots or photos, I guess, have been coming out from Elseworlds crossover may include the.
He's in the black
Smallville. Yeah, and there's the black outfit, and there's the whole. Flash and Arrow switching superhero.
Did
roles.
You see, and you can find it quickly if you want to find it, but have you seen they put out a fan altered version of that where Arrow and Supergirl swap?
No, I haven't seen that.
Arrow looks like Fabio.
Have you seen the promotional art for this where it's Oliver Queen?
Like, as the Flash.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love him as Superman, and as I've dropped off these other shows or whatever, a Superman show I would, of course, very much show up to watch and be a part of. And even if it was,
I would try it, but I think it would just turn into me complaining halfway through.
Sure, I mean, and that's the thing is, like, I think that's every show that stays around too long, right? And somebody had tweeted out of, like, hey, it's interesting, how would they differentiate, this is what a tweet I got, differentiated from Smallville, Lois, and Clark. And I feel, well, Smallville, he's Superman. And it'd be different than Smallville because he's Superman in the show. And Lois and Clark, I don't think this is going to be a rom-com the way Lois and Clark was.
You get the same argument on the classic Flash show versus this show.
Exactly.
Right. So there's been an update of the story. Evidently, they've reached out to the person, reached out to me for TV comment. We also verified that the source on this isn't reliable and comes from someone who has false scoops on Marvel-related projects. We've removed, not necessarily that the story is false, it's just the person that was reported on it has been known to make some false stuff.
It's actually funny because our audience asked me about that on our show on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, until I see it official, I'm probably not, like, I'm excited, but not going to talk about
they
it.
Then
I come to here and you guys made me talk about it.
There you go.
It is official, right, that Lex Luthor's supposed to be Supergirl season four?
So the backdoor pilot thing, if you've not been tracking it, Elseworlds, is supposed to be a backdoor pilot for Batwoman with Ruby Rose. Playing the role.
Is that her first appearance?
Did not like that costume reveal.
I liked it.
I liked the costume. I did not like the photo.
The photo, yeah.
The photo is very much like this. All right, we're done. What? No, I was saying, do you want? No, we're done. Get off the set.
She wasn't even
we
trying.
We took the fucking photo.
Look, I'm Batwoman.
We're beyond excited to introduce iconic villain Lex Luthor to Supergirl and to weave him into our story this season. We've talked about having Lex on the show since its inception, and we're excited to have him finally arrive. We can't wait for him to shake things up in National City and watch him go toe-to-toe with not only Supergirl, but his sister, Lena Luthor.
So this is Lex Luthor coming on the Supergirl show.
That looks like an
official statement. And that makes sense. I mean, because you've got everything else. Just like Superman has to pop in occasionally.
Yeah.
That's why when they first season of Supergirl, like, we're never going to touch on Superman. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah. And she was just getting texts from Clark. Yeah, like, the weird thing.
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing well.
She's going through a lot of shit, and he's, like, not showing up to say
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. Wow, my entire life is crumbling around me.
Right.
And he's like, you doing good?
Yeah, doing great. Yeah, we'll shoot out one of these days. That's always the way it's going to be. They're always going to be up against that battle with all of these shows. I haven't watched one single episode of any of the Supergirl shows, but I've seen her pop onto The Flash. Really liked it.
It gets better season two. Skip one. Just skip season one.
The crossovers are great ideas because it is that thing of like, I'm so lapsed on all of it. I'm like, oh, it's too much to catch on. But crossover Elseworlds, I'll watch it.
And a lot of times with the crossovers, if you jump to the episode after the crossover, a lot of times is a good jumping on point.
Yeah.
Like it's a giant exposition episode where they're like, here's everything you missed and here's everything that's going on and Creature of the Week. And you're like, oh, I only watch
Flash, but I just find it so fascinating that they call it a crossover event, but everyone just comes to The Flash. Weird.
And there are the other shows too. Other shows have the crossovers. It's like multi-part. You're just catching one part of it on Flash. You need to watch the ones before.
So did you just think the Nazis just went away last year?
Nah, I just don't care about the other shows. No, I think it's cool, but I'm like, I just don't care about the Arrowverse. I don't care about any of the other stuff. I don't care about League of Extraordinary Gentlemen or whatever the other show is called.
Legends of Tomorrow.
It's Doctor Who in with superheroes.
Sure it is.
All it is.
Sure it is. They took all the bad characters from Arrowverse and they put them on a fucking pod to travel through time.
They fought the Reverse Flash.
Everyone fights the Reverse Flash. Spoilers, the first three seasons of Flash were the Reverse Flash.
No, it was Reverse Flash, Reverse Flash 2.
And then Savitar.
And then Reverse Flash 3, a.k.a. Savitar, a.k.a. Barry.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. A.k.a.
But you're at least going to add a number. Suit.
What? What?
He was a Transformer.
I was sighing at the show, not you.
Oh, I appreciate
not
that.
Not the show.
You didn't like Transformer Barry?
That was terrible. I'm sighing at the CW shows. My disappointment with that is almost identical to my disappointment with letting me host a show 5 days a week.
No, it's not that. No, you did great.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on from that fake story. Cool, Greg, you put this on yesterday.
I did.
Someone put this on yesterday. Post Malone's song from Into the Spider-Verse.
It might be crazy, but he's Spider-Man.
We all clapping?
Yeah, let's play this, but everyone, if you're watching this live right now, this might be the point we have to cut this out, but...
DJ Kento says that was me.
DJ Kento put this on?
Apparently. Okay. I guess DJ Kento has access to the doc.
He does. Well, he's now producer of the show.
I'm so white, it doesn't work at all.
Are you excited for this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, we have to be, right?
Did you guys see Venom?
Yeah.
The second?
Yeah. In fact, I've convinced myself that I just watched Venom to see the clip from this.
I just love their portrayal of Spider-Gwen. Yeah, I love Spider-Ham. The anime Spider-Girl.
I've played Spider-Ham.
I don't care about Peter Parker. I want to see everyone else.
This is Post Malone.
I've never listened to Post Malone, but I could listen to this.
You have, you just don't know you have.
And everybody looks like my voice is too. I wouldn't watch it. Listen to it.
It kind of looks like a lead singer from Korn.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of footage of the movie.
It's such an interesting animation style.
Cool, guy, you tag something.
Well, if you paid attention, there, each of the characters are animated differently.
Are they really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
The best example is that scene at the end of the trailer where they're all on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Look at them all individually. Noir is in black and white.
He's tagging Cool Greg.
He's cell shaded. They're all like the anime girl's actually anime.
Oh, that's cool. I
think your love will be too much.
This looks awesome. This looks so fucking good.
I'm confused though. Is this?
It's gotta be Tim.
Okay, so the song's in the movie, and this is like a music video.
It's so well done that I'm wondering, did they do parts of it just for the movie, just for the music video?
I mean, I assume. I don't know.
Well, I mean, this is obviously from the movie. We saw this in Venom.
Yeah, we saw that. That was the first time I'm walking out. I can hear you telling me to turn around. Fighting for my trust, and you won't back down. All right.
I'm gonna download download this song, guys.
That was cool.
Now, cool, Greg. Yo. Can they hear you on your microphone?
I don't like it like that, but they can.
Okay, good. So, as everyone knows, you have a history of tagging.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. In the court of San Francisco, they say you do.
Yeah.
Are people who tag with stickers respected? Because you jumped up there and hit a sticker on a thing.
Yeah. We respect it all.
That's
man.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you're super excited to see him tag.
Yeah, definitely. But that whole thing should have been real life, man. I don't need that animated shit.
There was a part of the trailer, obviously, when at the very end of the trailer he tagged the lion, another lion.
Yeah, the gargoyle.
And that was the only time I've ever seen Cool Greg smile.
Wow. Cool Greg.
Yeah.
My next question is, and I'm sorry, of course. I know that usually I keep the news people care about to the better show, Kinda Funny Games Daily.
Sure.
But did you see today, Cool Greg,
yeah.
Colin Creek Genie confirmed for spring 2019?
I did not, but okay.
And
okay.
Also, did you know that studio's based in San Mateo?
Yeah, that's why I want to click up with them so much.
I feel like you should be down there consulting.
You know, it might be a little right here. You know,
I'm gonna set that up, Cool Greg. I'm gonna set it up.
Did you see I reached out to them for our games showcase?
No.
They responded like, sorry, we're not gonna have enough information in time.
That's funny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, you are a valuable resource that they are just not utilizing right now.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's unfortunate.
Appreciate that.
I feel like,
should have Greg hooked that up.
Gary Whitta, as everybody knows, complete fucking hack, right?
Yeah.
He just gets paid to go sit in rooms and be story consultant, which means he sits there probably zoned out half the time.
What
and then
should we call the main character? I don't know, my favorite glass of vodka. My favorite alcohol is gin. Let's call her gin something.
Gin or something.
There it is.
You just nailed it.
There it is.
I feel like Cool Greg could easily be story consultant on Concrete.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? It would be the best story ever.
Appreciate y'all, man.
We have a couple more things, but I don't really want to watch them. What I do want to do is talk to Tim very briefly. Well, I put some other trailers on there, but I'm like, I'm not excited about this. We'll see how this day goes. And you know what? You guys have come through for me. You have. This has been a good show. I know that mostly I was supposed to host the show to entertain other people.
Yeah.
But I turn it on its side. I deconstruct it. I want everyone to entertain me.
I'm seeing a lot of deconstruction from you.
That's right.
Yeah, just photos to the set, everything. Mm-hmm. You just reanalyze it there.
Cannonball.
You chugged that.
I did. I did. It's been a long week.
Oh, don't worry.
Cool, Greg.
Don't worry about it.
Actually, I'll call for Tim.
Tim!
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 Tim! While Tim's coming, I'm going to check back in with tips, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Todd Wise gave us tips. I just watched. But hey, Tim, I'm going to read a couple tips, and then I want to talk to you because you saw Halloween last night.
I did.
Let me finish this tip real quick. We'll come right back to you. I just watched the Party Mode available 1 week early at the $1 Patreon level, and it was Spec Mother Humping Tacular. I have never seen Greg crash and burn so hard. His face at the end was well worth the 99 cents plus tax. More horse and chicken, please. You've been...
Next tip.
All right. DJ Kendo said, I offer this as a fun clip, gods. I pray it gets through the wall. Cool, great. We'll check that out. Lakers Head gave us another clip to check out and said, hi, Nick. You are the champ. Here's a clip that I hope passes the Great Wall of Kevin. Of course, now it's the Great Wall of Cool Greg. He'll watch both those. Canadian Mitch says, FYI, this is a Facebook event in the KF group trying to organize an EGLX meetup. Will there be merch available at EGLX? I don't believe there will be.
There will not be merch. And unless your name ends with DAS. You are not allowed to do this!
Everybody, if you want to organize something at EGLX and you're just a fan of us, please tweet at Greg Miller.
No! Tweet at the Doss Brothers!
And then also, while you're at it, please check Greg Miller's Instagram and see if he's verified, and if not, let him know. Last cheer comes from the Big Fudge. He gave us 500 cheers. That's a short and sweet fun clip for you. Lee Corso is insane, and he gave us that. We'll check back in on those clips in just a second. But first, special guest Tim Geddes is here to give us his spoiler-free impressions of a little movie called Halloween.
First off, I'm very jealous you guys are going to Toronto. As they say.
It's pronounced Toronto.
To play Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Fuck yeah. They want to send the best players in the office.
Some of the best pro players are there, too, playing with you guys.
Yeah, we're going to
take down this Hungry Box guy.
Finally, it's time for me to prove myself.
Exactly.
In this community. Do you understand? People call me a fucking sham. They call me a fake. They said, there's no way you're going to get blown away. There was that guy we played against at the spring break. Who I was like this close to fucking up, but everyone else fucked me up. You know, they kind of like throw up my vibe. One-on-one, pretty sure I could take him. We'll never know.
Naomi Kyle's there too. She beat you one time. Remember that?
Did she really?
She did with Pikachu.
God,
she fucked you up.
God damn it.
You have to take that back. Halloween.
Yes.
What a damn movie.
Yeah, worth seeing.
Oh, man. Here's the thing. It wasn't as good as I wanted it to be.
No,
I left the theater being like, damn, this isn't like a fantastic.
Did it knock it out of the park?
But it knocked it out of the park. It is such a solid movie, such a great sequel. This sounds like a crazy thing to say, but hold on, let me say it and then back into it. It reminds me a lot of Blade Runner 2049 in the way that, and here it is.
We'll see how this goes.
Let's go back into it.
We'll see how we tie this in.
Weird comparison.
It is a perfect sequel to an old movie
that
pays respects without overdoing their homages.
Okay.
It's just kind of like, oh, this absolutely makes sense as a sequel to the 1978 Halloween movie.
Okay.
Doesn't include any of the sequels in between.
Yeah, no. Just like, I mean, it doesn't have Season of the Witch or whatever that Halloween
is. No Season of the Witch.
That's unfortunate. None of the everyone's Rob favorite. Zombie. Everyone's favorite is.
Season of the Witch, not that bad.
What about H2O?
H2O, really not that bad.
Oh, no. I just mean, like, it doesn't, she has, Josh Hartnett doesn't make an appearance.
Resurrection's the one that sucks.
Which one had Josh Hartnett with the cool hair?
H2O.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, Resurrection had Busta Rhymes.
Fuck yeah,
who defeats Michael Myers with karate.
Did he?
Yeah.
Of course he did.
That's how you beat him.
Yeah, that's how you beat him.
Turns out this is Achilles tendon.
It just did all the right things. It plays the music at all the right times. Like, they build up a moment of suspense with the mask and with Michael, and they make Jamie Lee Curtis a fucking badass. And every single thing she does,
life made
movie,
her that.
Huh?
Life made her that. All right.
Life did make her that.
Don't
but
act
this
like she's
movie,
not cool.
It's like they do not err on the like, oh, we're gonna try to make Jamie Lee Curtis hot, because like I feel like she's one of those people that they do that with. She's kind of like Meryl Streep. You know what I mean? Where it's like, there's like this like,
well, first off, Meryl Streep just has a natural sex appeal.
So does Jamie Lee Curtis.
You ever seen It's Complicated? There's a scene where she makes pastries. I can't watch it.
I have not. I've not seen It's Complicated. But this movie, it's like, they make her a fucking crazy person. And it's awesome. It's like, oh, this is somebody that was traumatized 40 years ago and has not gotten over it.
Well, I pitched it to my wife this morning. We were talking and I was like, would you go see this movie with me? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, here's the pitch. They've done away with all the rest of them. It's just 40 years later, something like
40
that?
40 years later.
40 years later, and she's gone nuts because she knows he's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And Dee was like, that sounds fucking dope.
And
actually,
it's cool. The movie's actually the...
Because she's like Sarah Connors, right?
Because the trailer kind of sets that up. It's even more than that. Like, they do a really good job of building out the world.
They just show her with her getting her black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and she's like, I'm a fucking arm bar his ass.
It's not quite that, but, like, it's pretty fucking good.
That's awesome.
I'm not going to spoil anything, but there is a moment in this movie, and I feel like Halloween and, like, slasher movies need this. There's a moment where everyone in the theater fucking, like, clapped and stood up and was like, fuck yeah, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, there's one moment that's just so... impossibly.
So definitely worth it. It sounds like definitely worth seeing. Fantastic.
Yeah. I thought they did such a great job. And at the end of the day, it is still just a slasher movie. Like,
sure. It doesn't need to be any more than that.
Yeah,
though.
Well, it doesn't need to. Yeah. But I wanted it to be.
Just
and like
bit.
A lot of things I was hearing going into it made me expect it was going to be like just a good film. It's not a great film.
You know, if the Predator taught me anything, it's that when you bring back another series and try to do more with it, you're fucking up.
Yeah.
You're fucking up.
But my favorite thing about this movie, without spoiling anything, mm-hmm. is it humanizes Michael. It, like, really makes him feel like not
you
just...
You feel sorry for him?
Not so much like that. I mean... Okay.
But you don't think he's a supernatural being?
He's not just this, like, force that cannot be stopped. Is he pure fucking evil? No, he's like a serial killer. Like,
That's cool.
A dude. And
okay.
I feel like they did a good job of putting him against Jamie Lee Curtis's character as... They're both just two people that both have different type of problems because of this fucking mask. Really cool shit. You guys should watch it.
I'm gonna watch it this weekend. We'll do.
She fell asleep.
We'll talk more about it on Monday.
Yeah.
Sure.
A horror movie?
She fell asleep like in the very beginning. So
like no screaming, nothing woke her up.
No, G is very snuggly. Times. His girlfriend's very snuggly. If she has a body,
she has to wake
up
at 4:30 to go do Orange Theory. So yeah, that's the life you can't be doing anything after dark with.
Thank you, Tim.
After dark.
Hopefully Awesome slid a tip in right under the wire there and said, shout out to Pixel Brave for shouting us out. Such a good guy. Love the KFBFs. My wife and I are celebrating our first anniversary tomorrow on our Twitch, and all the best friends are invited. Nick, can you give Maggie a butthole for our anniversary? Cool, Greg, please give me the one. Maggie, happy anniversary. Marriage is awesome. Here's your butthole. Butthole.
Another show. Thing completely no
show.
Context
this
for.
You just,
I was wondering what, can you give Maggie a butthole for me? They went to a one. I wonder what
I was like,
what's about to happen?
I can't wait to see what's going to happen here. Mm. I feel like I needed to know a little bit more.
All right, it is 11:45. I do want to talk to the chat a little bit. I do want to do Internet of the Week.
I love it at 11:45, all the 11:45
emotes.
Emotes and Andrea emotes.
We've got to, Andy's been crushing it with the emotes.
Yeah.
We got the 11:45 and we got the party emote as well, which is
somebody
the Diet Coke emote.
Today in the chat that we need one with Tim and a smug look and a little verified check next to him.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No, we don't need that.
Yes, we do. How about this? The blue like splat thing, like the little, the blue like shape with just a T in the middle of it. That'd be dope. Before we get into the internet of the week, we'll watch all these fun.
Yeah, I am the one with the big social follower.
As well,
I'm the one who uses a lot of Instagram and has more Instagram followers, and for some reason isn't fucking
there. We traded reach.
We're doing it again
for quality,
intimacy. We said the quality is definitely not there. I'm gonna resubmit for Instagram verification a fourth time under yet another different.
You know, I'm gonna do it today too. We'll see which one gets it first.
If you fucking get it before me,
I'm the champion. I got the mind of a champ.
Fucking
you should tell me how to submit for that one, and then if I get it, then.
Oh my God, yes. We'll do it today. Before we get into the internet of the week, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk to you about our sponsors, the first of which is SimpliSafe. Here's why we're big fans of SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe is ready for anything that gets thrown at you. If a storm takes out your power, SimpliSafe is ready. An intruder cuts your phone line? Hey, SimpliSafe is ready. Say they destroy your keypad and siren. SimpliSafe will still get you the help you need. Sure, maybe it's overkill. Maybe you don't need to be ready for every worst case scenario, but that's what makes SimpliSafe's home security system so great. It is always ready. SimpliSafe could cost an arm and a leg, but it doesn't. Instead, they only charge you what's fair. 24/7 professional security monitoring is just $14.99 a month. There are no contracts, no hidden fees. We recommend SimpliSafe to everyone we know because you got to check it out. We checked it out. They shipped us one. Kevin set it up. He loves it. He set it up in 10 seconds. It's dope. Might be taking a little longer, but he set it up. And now he can log in with his phone and open it up and we can see who's in the office. It helps us feel more secure. When we're gone, we can travel all over the world knowing that SimpliSafe has our back. Go to simplisafe.com/morning today. That's simplisafe.com/morning today to protect your home and family. Simplisafe.com/morning. I'm gonna spell it out for you because I want you guys to go check this out. SimpliSafe.com/morning. Our next sponsor, bringing you the Kinda Funny Morning Show, is Hims, a wellness brand for men. You and I were talking earlier today.
Yes.
You have fantastic hair.
Oh, thank you so much.
My hair started going in my early 20s, and I was like, I can do two things. One, let it go, or do something about it. Solutions back then, not easy. Right now, Hims, or Hims.com has you covered. They are the one-stop shop for men's. I gotta just memorize it. It's here somewhere. Where is it? Hold on. One-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, all for men. It's very, very easy. If you are thinking like you're balding, you're going thinning, you're noticing that your hair is not as lush as it used to be, go to 4hims.com, check that out. They got the solution for you. These are well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. They have vitamins, they have shampoo, they have pills that they can prescribe for you. And I know what you think, you're like, Nick, that sounds complicated. It's not. You go online, you fill out a little questionnaire, and then a real doctor looks at that and they prescribe the pills for you. They will prescribe a treatment plan that works for you for your particular scalp. I did it. It's very, very easy. They ship it. The packaging looks cool. And every once in a while, since Andy's on it too, I eat his vitamins and he doesn't know.
They're gummies.
Little
he knows.
Gummies.
That's literally what I say every day.
He does because he has a surplus now. And I said, okay, just bring them in, man. Someone will eat them. I'll eat them. Order now. My listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/morningshow. That's forhims.com/morningshow. Forhims.com/morningshow. Go check it out. Congratulations, today is the 19th to Cameron Simpson from the Kinda Funny Games Patreon. You have won Moss on Steam.
Ooh-wee! What a game.
If you guys want to get entered to win the giveaway, you can be in the Twitch chat, you can be a Twitch subscriber via Amazon Prime, or if you're baller AF, you can give us $5 and that will just redo every month and that's cool. Or you can be DJ Kento and just gift everyone subs all the time.
You
appreciate
Gary
that.
Gary Whittle one.
Yeah. Gary watches this show. He's a huge
is
fan.
Gary Whitta in there?
Yeah, but
did he admit to being a huge hack and just going into these story rooms and getting money for nothing?
Shots fired.
Did also he admit that
shots fired.
And Nick totally figured out why it's Jin Orso?
Hey baby, I hear the booth. You know what I mean? He was like, I know they're
up until
gin.
The Frasier part, yeah.
Well, I always just assumed that Frasier was a huge alcoholic. That's what I assumed. No?
I don't know. Does he drink or not drink?
I just see Gary sitting.
It would only be wine.
At a desk. And he just like he's the gin is just the last little sip. The ice is still there and fresh. And he just goes, and someone pours the gin for him. He's like, gin, or so. Yes, nailed it.
That's the greatest character in Star Wars.
Him $20 million.
True story.
Or however much he got paid for that. Ways 3 and 4.
You give him information. He doesn't care.
Well, I gotta move on with the show.
He just blocks it out.
See the thing.
What did I say?
He doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay. No, you don't know.
That makes the joke even funnier. My subconscious picks up on everything in this office. Okay. It may take a day or two or a month or never to process in my brain.
Sure. Sure. Sure.
But I hear you, man. Hey.
So in 2 days you're gonna respond to?
Yeah. I do it all the time. He hates it. Actually, this is what I do.
He hates it.
I take it in.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later, I say, "Hey, did you know that Gary doesn't drink?" And it fucking drives him nuts.
It's true.
I will take it like it's my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's fun to do that.
All right, cool, Greg. Let's go through the clips. Let's do it. Let's do it to it.
The fun clips.
Yeah, we're going to go into the fun clips and internet of the week. We'll do all the clips of the stupid things that have been given us this week. We'll say, there you go. Okay, let's see it. Give it to me.
Man, you gonna have to run, bro.
What the fuck is that?
Come on, come on, this way. Come on, back up, man. Back up.
Oh,
oh my God.
Whoa.
And that's where it leaves it?
That's where it leaves it. That kid just got blown apart.
That kid's fine.
Classic.
Oh, I feel like someone's nuts are gonna get rung on this one.
This just seems like all kinds of wrong to begin with.
Yeah, this is not a good chant. This is not good.
He does not seem to have
a... Keep moving!
Kid, these branches can't hold your weight. This is not offense to you, it's just... You're an adult now.
You're an adult now?
I'll make what is a he man of you.
I don't know what he's saying, but I think it's something along the lines of you're a little shit.
Yeah. If only Andy were here.
Oh,
oh, see, that's your friend.
Oh,
this is just sad. This is not a fun
clip. It's on Reddit /r/unexpected.
Oh my God.
Oh, jeez.
Cool, Greg, do we have any more clips from the tips?
You said three, I only saw two.
Let me double check. Double check. Wow. Did we do the Star Wars one already? All right, cool. Let's go into the last two Internet of the Week clips, and then we'll say goodbye to everyone, and then I'll go sleep under the desk like I was before.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, there is space here.
There is a little. Well, you can hide yourself in the nook. Tom Holland shows off more of the Spider-Man Far From Home costume.
Definitely don't click on that. That'll get us claimed, but you can see the image. Just that the costume's different.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel's like, bam, claims you.
Hell yeah.
Cool, Greg. Let's click back on that, and let's zoom in on that picture. We showed this a couple days ago, but this is
it black?
Full.
Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Okay. People are saying it's black. Outline. Yeah.
Instead of the blue area or like...
But the actual,
I really liked Homecoming suit.
The Homecoming suit's a lot brighter than this. The blue in the Homecoming suit.
Well, this is black, right? That's what
I don't know if it's 100% black. Is it 100% navy? Black?
It's what it looks dark, like. Dark, yeah, dark, no, we put up a very good photo of it on my Instagram. And
what's
it,
that?
It looks what?
What's that?
Is that at Comicstorian?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you verified?
I am not yet. No.
Oh, that's the unverified.
How many followers do you have?
About to cross 30,000. We only started messing with Instagram a little while ago.
Wow, that's great. So I mean, you're about to eclipse Tim, who somehow jokingly fucking got Instagram verified. Doesn't make any sense.
Oh, look, he's verified.
Yeah,
it's 38.
Weird,
oh,
right?
I should be able to get.
Look
verified.
At how much he uses it too, everybody. Yeah. There's a post from 4 days ago.
We put up comic book news like every other day.
I put up something every day and use Instagram TV. What more do you want from me, Instagram?
Maybe they want you to.
Apparently, they want you to say that you know Tim
about your food.
You should let them know you know Tim.
That's what Instagram's founded on, is the food.
No, we've already seen this. On butts.
Or is this the thing of the week?
We've already seen this, yeah.
Oh,
disqualified!
Let's go, if you scroll down to, on the document, to Internet of the Week, there's two more clips there that I want to watch. Let's see. The first one, which is Naked Man Swims with Sharks.
Okay.
So, I guess we'll just watch this. Joey put this on
I hope this doesn't go poorly.
Oh, how could it not? How could it not?
That is a
white
ass.
That dude's white.
Degenerate.
Okay. You know what? We got to get off this. This guy.
Turn it off, cool guy.
Yeah, turn it off. I didn't know they were actually going to show his white butt. But I should have known that.
Yeah, I don't even see the shark.
It doesn't say he gets attacked by a shark. It says he takes a dip in the shark.
He just jumped in naked.
Because he's an idiot.
Cool, Greg. If you scroll down to Let's Pet the Dogs of the Sea, which is the clip that I put on there. It's the Instagram clip. That's the one I really want to watch, and I want to go out on this one because this is my ultimate goal in life, is to be able to do this. Let's bring this up for the audience. This is from Protecting Oceans. Here we go. And this is a scuba diver, and he's just hanging out with them. Look at him.
The sea lion?
Yeah. They're the dogs of the ocean. They're basically.
Oh.
Greg, you're not seeing it.
I am seeing it. And again, I've seen all this over.
Have you?
Yeah. Reddit, man.
He's all over Instagram.
From October 10th. It's 9 days ago. This is why I should be verified again. You know what I mean?
Maybe they want you to have a life. Maybe they're like, if we verify him, that'll be the last straw. He'll never leave. Maybe they want you to live IRL for once in your life.
What do you think the Instagram's for? It's to show off what I'm doing IRL.
Maybe they looked at that you're like, you're on Instagram 19 hours out of the day, and they're like, maybe he just needs to take a break. You're licking your lips at me like you're about to eat my face.
Thinking about it, everybody.
This is the best.
I get a lot of this from Porty.
Yeah, but Porty.
Look how sad that old man looks, though.
I don't know if I like this.
For the record, I don't know if he's an old man. I'm just saying.
I don't know if I like this.
Now, I'll say this. I went up to, with my wife, we were driving up the coast. And we stopped off at one of those little lookout places where they have the information booth.
Yep.
And I said to her, the sea lions, the otters, all those things, can you pet them? And like, she was like, no, they're like wild dogs. They'll bite you. And so, ma'am, if you're watching, fuck you. Okay, because I wanted to go pet them, and you said I can't pet them.
That's not a sea lion, right? That's a
otter. What is it?
That's a dog. The sea lion is what you saw. This is an otter, yeah, right?
No,
right?
I don't know. I can't read half the comments.
Well, yeah, it's in Spanish or Portuguese. Chat, let us know. It is 11:57. We are going to go to the chat now. We're going to go in assembly mode. Of course, if you guys are supporting the show,
it's a seal. It's DJ Kento, and I believe him.
That makes sense.
Eddie the King says that's a seal. So basically, Greg was right.
I'll remember this one.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the
These
worst.
Are the ones don't fuck with. Sea lions you don't fuck with.
She took him to
She's okay, right?
Oh, yeah. She's
missing her a whole
gets right in.
Yeah. Nah, he just grabbed the diaper. It's fine. But grandpa lost his
sunglasses. It was a cute little. Yeah, I mean, he didn't mean to try to eat that child.
No.
It was unintended eating.
You know, they're feeding him. He sees something that looks like food. He grabs it. I've been there.
Okay, Mr. Yasman 300 reminds me that every guest I have to ask the following three questions to you now. Are you ready for
these things?
Greg, oh, well, yeah, he wants to eat DiGiorno pizzas.
How many people have you killed?
You say that's like a fucking bad thing. DiGiorno pizzas, I will point out again, we're out of buffalo chicken. They still don't sell them in San Francisco. DiGiorno, step up.
So you want me to buy them a set of
DiGiorno?
Send us
stuff that'll make us
they
better.
Already do that, right? Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Daddy's Home, the movie with starring Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg?
I did not see that one.
There you go.
But in with taste.
The jury.
Should I have seen it?
No, it's a horrible horror movie, and Nick thinks it's good.
The jury is still out.
The jury is still, because no one has seen it.
If you haven't seen it, nobody knows. You can't render an opinion. I taught Greg into seeing it. Dirty Grandpa. I was like, Greg, you got to watch this. We bonded on that. And then Dirty you started trusting right. my movie taste.
Wait, hold on, no.
And then I immediately.
No. I watched Dirty Grandpa and told you about it.
No, you watched it, and I watched it randomly the same, like, week. And then we just had a laugh about it because I was like, I can't believe you just watched it. It must have just come on like Amazon Prime or Netflix or something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Any of you guys watch Action Park yet?
No.
It's not good either, but it's Johnny Knoxville.
I don't like I just make another Jackass film. Yeah. I don't need you to try to wrap a story
around
it.
That's basically what Action Park is with like a narrative.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Like when he was trying to be an actor and everyone's like, just shoot yourself in the nuts.
He was great as an alien. Wasn't he an alien?
Men in Black 2.
And great's a strong word. All right, let's take a few questions, comments, or concerns from the subscribers of this channel, and then it's Friday, which means I'm going to go sleep. That's what I'm going to do.
You have a meeting at 5 o'clock, by the way.
DJ Kenta said, but I can sleep beforehand.
Sure,
DJ Kenta said, Action Park was not good,
and he
got 4 concussions, making it stop Johnny Knoxville from killing himself. No, if he wants to kill himself, let him do it for my enjoyment. I don't care.
Jesus.
Mike Bison said, hey, Little Shoe, have a great weekend. That's my new rap name.
Oh, yeah.
Little Shoe. Let's see.
Lower back pain.
He's lower back pain. I'm Little Shoe.
Lower back pain?
Yeah, why are you lower back pain?
I didn't realize why you were Little Shoe until you said that was because of your name translated.
So yeah, Scarpino means Little Shoe. Yeah. Well, I feel like that's always how the Lils get their name, right? Like, Lil Pump was pumping something real small, and someone's like, hey, man, that's a Lil Pump. And he's like, Gucci Gang.
Gucci Gang.
Nick, did the B-dubs in Serramonte really have good service? I always get bad service. It did. It had phenomenal service the last time we were there.
Shocking.
It was great. But I'll believe it.
What was our server's name?
I can't remember.
Tatiana?
Maybe right. Tatiana, yeah.
B-dubs is hit or miss depending where you go.
Yeah. Oh, it's Serramonte? Usually
even
awful.
The quality of the food, it's hit or miss. Like, these are amazing. These are not good at all. Like,
let's see. What is everyone doing this
you
weekend?
You know, it's not hit or miss ever. DiGiorno's Buffalo Chicken Pizza. I hope they send them in.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're just gonna take it out. This is a good show.
Okay.
I feel like we're done.
I don't know if Andrew is gonna be able to hold you ending on time.
Like, I'm holding on. She understands that. We have an agreement. I end on time and she doesn't intimidate me anymore.
Okay.
That's the agreement.
Okay.
Sure. It's working so far. So if you keep
Why don't we chat for like 10 more minutes?
She's gonna come because she'll come into the show. and she goes with her big, like, giant feet. She comes in.
What? Can you describe that to me for 10 more minutes?
She has heels on. Her feet are normal size. She has normal size feet, but giant heels.
You, when you're you laughing because you know
there's a 10% possibility that I'll catch on and I'll call her giant feet from now on.
Because what's going to happen is people are going to tweet her that out of context. She'll be like, what the fuck is Nick talking shit about my feet for?
I don't know.
You're a minute over. We can go 9 more.
No, we're good. Ladies and gentlemen, Benny, thank you so much for joining
us. Oh, no, thank you for having me.
Greg.
I just want to say one thing before we go.
Sure.
Being in the middle of you two on a swivel chair is like the worst thing in the world.
I'm sorry.
Just, it's like watching tennis.
It is. It's like, oh, we're going back and forth. We're
so you're hanging out this afternoon. We're doing shows for your channel, right?
Yes. We're doing a comics experiment. We're going to theorize what you would want as a Spider-Man sequel and Batman sequel. And then we're going to do our game show, which I'm trying to get around as many of your people up. And basically, you have to try and pitch me your concept for a comic book superpower changeover.
Nice.
Cool.
I don't want to say much more.
YouTube.com/comicstory.
It'll be there on next Saturday. Okay. Is when the first episode will go live. And my Patreons get early access, but same thing, Comic Story.
Go check him out.
I locked Comic Story down everywhere before even like making the first video.
Smart.
Yeah, we bought kindoffunny.com because it was the only one of all of our ideas available, and then we named our company Kind of Funny.
See, that's exactly it. You get like, what you can take.
They were like, what about Twitter and Instagram?
Kind of funny
like,
vids.
Put vids on it. Who cares?
Who cares? Right? Put vids on it.
People don't come here for the quality. They come here because they have nothing better to do. People can follow you at ComicStorian.
At ComicStorian on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, Patreon, everything. Yeah, and my Twitch is twitch.tv/eligiblemonster. The reason for that is simple. We want a little bit different branding because we're PG-13 on the main channel. And we are not on Twitch.
Gotcha.
So we did not want those associated.
That makes sense.
That's where my military history comes out, and I can't stop cussing.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're in good company. Everyone, we will be back Monday, 11 a.m. PT. But if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you leave a comment in the comments below. I'll get around to them eventually. Until next time, I love you. Cool Greg, please cut the feed.
Please cut it.